This program may contain materials not suitable for smarter audiences. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Growing Up Optional,
the podcast for kids who think beyond their years.
And for grown-ups who still refuse to act their age.
We are your hosts.
My name is Brian.
And my name is Jenny.
We are recording right now in an undisclosed location in the Philippines where, like the rest of the world, we're doing our part in social distancing.
Damn straight. And I hope you guys washed your hands before you pressed on the play button. Today is June 27 in the year of your Lord, 2020.
And this is episode 7.
Episode 7.
Episode 7.
All right.
Okay.
So, you know, I was going to start the show by apologizing to the listeners that we haven't had the show in the last two years. But then again, if they were mad then, they would have gotten over it by now.
Yeah.
Because it's been so
long. It's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years. What is up, Brian? How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So, what have you been up to these past 2 years? These past 24?
These past 2 years.
Yeah, 24 months.
20? Yes, that 2 years is 24 months.
You did the math in your head.
Yeah. I actually did this thing called the World Scholars Cup.
It's basically
an international competition. And the goal is to qualify to compete in Yale. So mm-hmm. It's Yale. Not just Yale University in Connecticut.
Okay. Not the lock factory.
No. So there's basically a lot of different competitions. There's a writing portion for writers like my friend.
Mm-hmm.
There's a debate and there's also a team bowl, which is basically you have a curriculum to study and all of the questions are from that curriculum. And there's just a normal standard.
Nice. How did it turn out?
It was good. I got a couple medals. I was surprised because, you know, I didn't know 24 months was 2 years. So yeah, I got a bunch of medals and we actually qualified for Yale, which is
awesome. So you were able to travel to the United States.
Yeah, this is my first time there.
In the States. Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
okay.
It was really weird because also I didn't travel. I was the only one without a parent and I thought that it'd be a piece of cake. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's fine. I'm a big girl. I can go to the States on my own.
Awesome.
So I can't.
was it sponsored by the school or something?
Oh, no. We went independently. Mm-hmm. Independently. Mm-hmm. Yes. I won the medals. I won the medals.
If they're listening right now, they might take it back.
Yeah. But we didn't go with the school. So we were just, it was just us three and we gathered the sponsorships ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a page to ask for help.
Help for
the cause, to fund to go to the
States.
Oh,
to finance the entire trip.
Yeah, to finance it. Yeah. And it was so heartwarming because a lot of people donated. People we weren't really close to and random strangers who just wanted to support. It was really heartwarming.
So I think that's interesting because in the last episode, we talked about debates,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So how you were like debating in your class. So did that like open the doors that, hey, this is something I want to do like competitively?
Probably because I like it when the attention is all on me and I have a lot to say. And at the end of it, the debates, they tell you who wins. And it's so rewarding.
How does it work? Like, do you like get the topics beforehand or?
Oh, it's really interesting because the topics are related to the curriculum.
Okay.
So it's better if you relate the things that you learn through the curriculum in the debate.
Right.
So they give you the topic beforehand and you have 15 minutes, I think. Mm-hmm. I haven't debated in a while. So they give you time beforehand to discuss with your teammates.
Right.
And then there's first, second and third speaker. And then
awesome, you just debate.
Yeah.
So you went to the States. Any interesting places that you went to? Like any sites? Did you become like a tourist? Did you live?
Not really. I think the most I was a tourist was when we went to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Times Square and
that
was it. It was mostly because everywhere we went, even when we were shopping and sightseeing, we were also studying in the car and studying in the benches outside
the
malls.
So you didn't get to enjoy the entire trip to the United
States? No, I enjoyed it because it was my first time there. It was really cold and new people. But it was the main goal was to get not really good grades, but to not qualify. What am I saying? The main goal was to make it all worth it, you know, because mm-hmm. a lot of people, they helped me get there and I didn't want to just waste it.
Ooh, pressure, enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure for people who like sponsor you to go there.
Yeah, a lot of people really donated and it was really heartwarming.
Oh, that's nice. The power of the internet.
Yeah, the power of the internet. So how about you? What have you been up to these last 2 years or 24 months?
All in her head, baby. Yeah. Well, you know, the last episode we talked about busking. That was a new thing that I got into. I've been busking for, I think, close to 3 years now. And it was really awesome because I think, you know, it has really opened a lot of doors for me in terms of meeting new people. It was like really, really interesting that people actually paid me to like pay me to sing and perform in venues. Like I was able to play in malls, in bazaars, and even like in actual events. It really helped me financially as well. I was able to support a couple of charities. I've been supporting this charity called Lifted International. Really awesome charity. So all of the proceeds of my busking for a couple of months went to that. And then, well, of course, the Taal volcano, 2020 happened.
Yeah, 2020.
And then, incidentally, like the time that the volcano actually erupted, we were celebrating our anniversary, my wedding anniversary with my wife. Mm-hmm. And the ashfall was like, really like pouring down. We were out on a date and we had to like go home. So like back then, if you wear a mask, it was because of
the Taal volcano. Yeah.
Because of the volcano exploding and you don't want to like inhale ashfall, right? So now we're, of course, because of the coronavirus, we're all wearing masks. Also for school, we weren't allowed to enter school
unless we had a mask on, and they would write your name down at the entrance if you didn't have one.
Oh, if you're not compliant with the mask. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay. With that out of the way, I guess, Brian, let's start the show.
All right.
What's going on inside Brian and Jenny's head? Brain matter.
So, of course, we have to talk about this, Brian. Mm-hmm. So, we have been here in the Philippines. We have been in lockdown. We have been in quarantine like the rest of the world. For the last couple of months,
it's like
right?
Three months, my entire summer.
Going on the fourth month, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, wait, what we got, I stopped going to the office in March, April, May, June. So, yeah,
Almost four months. Yeah, but for me, we stopped March 13. They just announced that, oh, there's no, we're gonna cancel school. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, all right, so we're gonna continue our classes online. Mm-hmm. And then we just finished the school year online and we were all just so bummed because I'm in 11th grade now and we weren't able to really finish it and it sucks. But at least I'm not graduating, you know. Yeah, I get to graduate next year.
You still have time. Whether you could still go to school.
I hope so,
Before we go into the details of, you know, our personal insights of the pandemic. So today is, of course, June 27. So as of today, the Philippines is ranking number 38. In terms of like worldwide cases, we have around 34,803 cases as of today. So to put things into perspective, the USA is the leading, they're number one. They have 2.5 million cases.
Yeah.
The entire
country. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so they're number one. So we're ranking number 38. So I think my question for you is that when the pandemic was announced, okay, so you guys were already, I think you were already settled in.
We were nearing the school year.
The end of the school year. But how did you react to it? I mean, it's just amazing that, you know, I'm this old and this had to happen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And we were thinking that, okay, the volcano was probably like the highlight of 2020.
Yeah, or the bushfire.
The bushfires
in
Australia. That would probably be like the marker for 2020.
Like, gosh, 2020 had to start this. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so how did it like hit you as a student?
As a person as well, as a daughter,
mm-hmm. I mean, as a child, how did you like process that, hey, there's a global pandemic, or that's redundant, there's a pandemic going on. How did you process it?
There's a multi-dimensional pandemic. Well, first, as a student, for me, that's going to be the hardest for me because as a student, I'm not an online learner. You know, I have trouble learning through a screen and I really need a physical teacher teaching me. And I've had online classes for about a month for reviewing for college entrance exams.
Right, right.
And let me tell you, it's really hard. It gave me a taste of what actual school is going to be like for a year.
Right.
And I'm not looking forward to it.
So what do you miss the most? I mean, is it more of because you don't, you miss your classmates, of course, you know, you really prefer having an actual person like teacher.
Aside from missing my classmates, it's more of the internet connection because the Philippines isn't exactly known for having a good internet connection. So it's always every now and then it's like, miss, we can't hear you, or some of my classmates will be disconnected and we'll have to wait for them or restart the lesson from where they left off.
Really?
Yeah, it was really bad. And I don't know why, but our teachers didn't seem to understand what a mic was. They just used the laptop mics or the mic that came from their cameras. And it was just, the audio was so bad and the reverb would hurt my ears much. So yeah, as a student, that's how it affected me. But as a person, I don't think it affected me as much because I'm fortunate enough to live in a society or just a day and age where there's so much things that I can do. Like I'm an art student. I've been drawing a lot lately. And there's a lot of instruments at home, people to talk to. I can call my friends. So as a person, yeah, I just miss physical contact. But yeah, I feel like I'm doing all right. You know, mentally
stable.
But
have you like checked up on your friends? I mean, how are they coping up with all of this?
Well, they're bored. They say they're bored a lot, but I know I can't say that because I have a lot of stuff to do. Mm-hmm. But I think everybody's just really craving for something different, you know, because for the past 3 months, we've all just been doing the same thing over and over again. So we all just really want to get out.
How old are you again, Ryan?
Oh, I'm 17. You're 17. We started this, fun fact, everybody, I was 12. And now I'm 17. I'm a year to being 18 and I'll be legal soon.
You're going to be of legal age.
It's so weird.
I was contemplating. I'm just trying to wrap my head around the idea that what if this thing happened during my time? If I'm like 17 and there's like a global, you know, virus going on, bullying people into like staying. Back in my day, we didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
And back in my day, if something like this happened, you're forced to like lock yourselves inside your households. There's just no way to contact the outside world.
Other than phones.
Except
for
the phones.
But not everybody
the
had one, right?
Yeah, not everybody has like access to a telephone. And during that time, like cable TV wasn't a thing yet. So I just can't imagine if it happened during my time and I wouldn't be able to see my friends.
You would have gone crazy already.
I would have gone crazy, yeah. I mean, I would definitely find something to preoccupy my head. But like, my personality is just like, I mean, of course, it's human nature. We're social animals. Mm-hmm. We need interaction, physical interactions with people. But I think it would hit people like me harder because I kind of miss people. Like right now, I haven't been in the office for like 4 months now, close to 4 months. It's hard. I mean, it's especially hard. Like you have to bring your work here at home as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad that I'm able to still work. I've seen in the news how restaurants, airline companies, and a lot of industries are really taking a hit. Downsizing, right staffing. You have to let go of people.
That.
So it's really hard. So I don't want to sound like, you know, privileged guy.
First world problem.
Not even first world. But I'm still thankful that, you know, I still want to see the glass half full, instead of like finding ways to or finding things to complain about.
I feel like that's so important in the pandemic because I've been talking to a lot of people, especially because that's the only way I can talk to other people. And everybody's just so sad, like, I can't do this, I can't do that. But it's always like, don't bring yourself down. You know, don't remind yourself of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, look at the stuff that you have.
Yeah. But an interesting thing. So I just got, I was in a, the company I work for, they actually provided sort of a workshop for some of the managers and for some of the leaders in the company. And the title of the workshop was something like Leading in the New Normal. So it was like, telling people like obvious things like, exercise, stretch, things like that. And then, ergonomics or, make sure that you're drinking lots of, very practical things. But I think the one that really struck me the most was that you need to acknowledge that you can be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, especially for leaders, if there are people or their leaders, like managers or bosses or supervisors or team leaders listening to the show right now, I think it's also important that we try to be strong try to put on this facade that mm-hmm. we're strong for people, but you need to also acknowledge that you can be vulnerable. And different types of people would, you know, process being quarantined and not being able to have human interaction very, very differently.
That's true.
So you need, I mean, self-help and self-care is like really, really important mm-hmm. during these times. So I thought that was like pretty interesting.
But as a manager, just out of curiosity, yeah. how do you express being vulnerable?
So as leaders, we're taught that never like show your emotions in front of your subordinates or your people because you need to be strong for them. Mm-hmm. They, people do tend to look up to you. I think for me, my takeaway in that workshop is that one, you need to acknowledge it. And then second, you need to find a support group, whether it's a friend or a mentor. You don't hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel you're stressed, if you feel like you need to unwind, if you feel mm-hmm. like you need a break, you need to acknowledge that you're also human. So I find that, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I may have saved up on commute time. But because, you know, yeah, I mean, I save a lot of time because I don't have to travel. I don't have to like wake up super like insanely early.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, I find myself and I've talked to a couple of, you know, friends as well who are managers and, you know, are part of upper management. They find themselves like working longer hours because they're just at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, you can't say, oh, I'm stuck in traffic. I can't attend your meeting. You know, I'm in.
Just no excuse
anymore. There's just really no excuse.
Yeah.
So I think it's also important that you set a time where, okay, this is family time. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not available. Can mm-hmm. we find an alternative time? And it's also difficult for employees where they have a virtual team where part of their work would require them to work with peers in different time zones.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
I mean, of course, you know.
I mean, it'll mess up your sleep
yeah,
schedule.
Yeah, you need to like be conscious of the business needs. But of course, like I mentioned earlier, you need to take care of yourself as well. So
yeah,
that was
that's
a thing.
Important.
That's a nice
A lot
thing.
Of people are really promoting self-help. And there are actually a lot of, everybody, all the companies are integrating this virus. And I feel like they're just using it as like a publicity, you know.
For what?
Because, okay, here's the thing. Like, I see a lot of ads on Instagram because uh-huh. Instagram, if you scroll through mm-hmm. it, every now and then you get a sponsored
okay.
post. And it's always they're trying to be as relatable as they can. And the other day I was watching YouTube and they were talking about this really nice spaghetti sauce. And
okay.
the spaghetti sauce
is
like,
this going?
Exactly. Okay. So let me get there. They were just saying how they weren't able to go out as much, but the spaghetti sauce uh-huh. helps them feel like they're outside again.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like, everybody's promoting.
So
using
they're trying to leverage.
Yeah. They're trying to
use the pandemic
to promote their product and to be relatable. Like, oh, maybe if I buy this spaghetti sauce, I'll feel better
like,
at home.
Like, you know, I was outside.
Yeah, but
have a taste of the outside world.
I'm not gonna lie. We kind of helped. Yeah, we had spaghetti the other week. My mom made
the power
spaghetti.
Of suggestion.
Yeah, but I feel so lucky right now because everything that I would do outside, mm-hmm. I feel like I do it at home now, but
okay.
just a little watered down version. Like
uh-huh.
the other day, my mom bought me this yogurt that I like.
Okay,
but. They
Hashtag
it was so
not sponsored. Don't,
yeah,
don't
not
say,
sponsored, but I mean you could sponsor me. Yao Yao, if you're listening, just sponsor me. But yeah, it was so cool because
is that the green one.
The green one. It's like it looks like ilaw. Like if you're not Filipino, that means light.
Uh-huh.
So light.
Yao Yao. Okay.
Yeah, but it's Yao Yao. The dude came in like this really cool freezer on wheels. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was so cool how everybody's trying to adapt to it.
Yeah, I think
and
you
it's just
have
really
to.
Nice.
I mean, it, you know, you've heard the cliche that the people who survive
like
are
what,
the people.
Oh,
be like what? Be like what, my friend? The people who survive, you know, things like this are the ones who are adaptable to change.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, I mean, it's not surprising that marketing or advertisement will leverage on these things.
Of
but
course.
Let me ask you, like, what is the one thing that you miss the most? I know you've been locked down for like the last couple of months
uh-huh,
right now, but
yeah.
What's the most like privileged or like first world, or not even first world, third world, the third world item that you miss the most?
Well, it's kind of weird because as soon as you asked me that question, I remembered something that I missed the most. Like, okay, so I, for the past, 10 years or so,
uh-huh.
I've been going to school and it takes me at least 2 hours to get to school.
Oh my gosh,
because
really?
Of
it's because of traffic or?
Yeah, because of traffic and because we have to pick up a lot of people.
Okay, because it's like a school bus.
Yeah, it's a
okay.
school bus. So a big part of my morning routine would be listening to music in okay. the bus. And it's different now listening to music alone in okay. my room and like, you know, while I'm doing the dishes. But that's, I feel like that's something I miss the most because the other week I went outside with my parents to buy a couple of things and we were in the car and I was listening to music in with my earphones on
and I was
I really miss this. Like being able to just sit down in the car and listen to music. Right. So yeah, it's weird, but I really do
really?
Miss
it. Of all the things that you could miss, it's listening to music while you're on.
Yeah, well
in
I'm
transit.
In the car. Why not?
Okay. That's pretty weird. I mean I thought I'd miss my friends. You know?
I do that's a given. I miss my friends.
Okay.
But,
I did ask you like privilege there. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's your privileged mm-hmm. one. For me, it's like I really do miss my team. I miss the office.
Uh-huh.
The traffic, the commute, it's not like insanely long, but the commute or the drive that I have from the office to the house, going home, that's mm-hmm. the one that I miss the most. It's my me time. Eh.
Yeah.
I mean, driving from work to the house, I get to be alone with my thoughts. I get to be stuck in traffic.
So edgy.
So sometimes I so deep. Sometimes I would listen to my podcast or I like contemplate on life. Like
our podcast. You
yeah, yeah. One of our past six episodes.
Yeah.
<you mean? laughs> I'll listen to our past six episodes, which is like longer than the traffic. But yeah, but I mean, I miss that. Apart from that also, I miss busking. That's the one thing. Because uh-huh. it's still new to me. I mean, I'm still in my infancy stage of street performing. So I really do look forward to every Tuesdays and every Fridays. And
yeah.
I get to like meet people. And like I told you, I met a lot of interesting people. So mm-hmm. I really, really do miss that. Playing music live in front of people mm-hmm. and the commute. I so miss that so much.
See, it's the same thing. You miss being in a car. Listening to your podcast. I miss being in a car. Listening to my music.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I think you'd have like a different take on the isolation.
Yeah,
I mean,
but I feel like music is such an important part in my life.
Okay, okay.
So yeah,
fair enough.
Music is great.
Okay, so what would be your advice for people, whether it's like adults or kids or students who I think... I don't think you guys are going to be going back to the universities
soon,
or to the school like anytime soon. Mm-hmm. So what is your advice for people, for students in particular probably, on how they can, like I said a while ago, like the advertisements, how can they adapt mm-hmm. to all of this?
Well, I think honestly, online classes are going to be hard. A lot of people are actually like, telling the government, please don't let us have online classes because a lot of people they don't have good Wi-Fi or they don't have the gadgets to be able to do online classes. But if ever, you know, I know my school will, just look at it like glass half full.
Yeah,
because
like
just try your best to learn. Especially me, I'm not the type of person to learn through a screen and it's really hard to learn through YouTube.
Right.
So I'm just trying to make the best out of the situation because what will complaining do? It'll just bring me
down. That's the thing. There are a lot of students who do not have access to the internet.
Yeah.
There are a lot of
public schools
in particular, they don't have access to transportation. They don't have, even if school starts, I mean, it's a daily risk mm-hmm. to be out there.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, yeah, you're right. Do you have like people? Have you heard of your classmates or your friends complain about?
I mean,
stuff?
Yeah, because when people aren't, there are a lot of people who are just who aren't exposed to like how
life
other
is.
People live,
yeah, yeah.
you know, and they don't get to see the other side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
So whatever the hardships that they experience right now is just amplified for them.
But
for me, I feel like I'm just aware of how people are
in general. Woke.
Yeah, I'm woke. Guys, if you don't know, Jenny doesn't like that word.
Right.
He doesn't understand gender.
Gender. That's how Forrest Gump would say it. Gender.
Gender.
Okay. So what you were saying,
Brian. Anyway, you don't like the word woke, but yeah, I'm just everybody just needs to stay positive. And I know it's so
stay woke, baby.
It's so general and it's so I feel like it's so overused, but which it one? Just applies so much. Just stay positive and try to
It sounds like a cliche already.
Yeah, just try not to make everything so negative and try to make the most out of the situation. Like right now, I feel like as an art student and someone who's been like making art her entire life, but like I feel like this is the most this is the most art I've ever made. Mm-hmm. And I've been making a lot of stickers and different exploring different art styles, and I've been learning different instruments, which is cool.
Right.
So I feel like there's a lot of things we could do. There's so many resources online. So it's like, I'm bored, but you have the internet. So I feel like if you just find something to do and just don't say you're bored, you could find something useful to do.
Yeah,
I said that a lot. I hope that made sense though.
Yeah. So I think for my case, it's such a cliche to say that, you know, stay positive, look at the glass half full and things like that. But you'd be surprised that there are still a lot of people who try to blame a lot of, you know, blame the government or, you know, look at the bad side of things.
Yeah.
Especially like I'm working right now in an industry that's fairly stable, and I'm very thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, I just want to, of course, you know, remind people also that, you know, this could really take an ugly turn. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really nice that, you know, look at the positive things. I mean, if you're healthy, stay healthy, that you still have your family and you're still able to like go out and have stuff delivered to you. So focus more on that. So again, like, I know it sounds like a cliche, but you know, I've seen people who are like,
let's just leave it at that. Seen people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I think I agree with you. Like, just really stay positive. Look at the glass half full.
That's true.
All right.
Also, I just want to say hi to my mom because she just texted me to greet her. Hi, mom.
Oh, okay. Hello, Mr. Mrs. Bryan.
Yes, Mrs. Bryan. Hello, Mrs. Bryan.
Hello, Mrs. Bryan. Shout out.
Yeah.
Want to do any more shout outs?
No, I don't want to.
You wanna have
I'm
a
good.
Secret shout out for some? Okay. No one. Okay.
Young fart, old fart.
Okay, so we talked about, you know, our insights, how we've been dealing about the coronavirus and the pandemic and the lockdown and everything in between. So let's talk about how are you coping up? What are the ways that the young people, students in particular, are coping up with the new normal?
TikTok.
Yeah. Oh my God. Don't get me started on TikTok.
I know. Oh, I know you hate it.
Hate
but it's fun. It's
fiery
fun.
Passion.
Jenny doesn't want to do a TikTok with me.
Jenny doesn't want TikTok.
Jenny, do a TikTok with me.
TikTok is like a box of chocolate.
Yeah. But TikTok is, surprisingly, it's really fun. And funny.
You know, every time I see TikTok videos appear on my social media, I immediately like…
I send you TikToks and they're funny. Okay.
No, I mean like, I don't know the kind of TikToks that you see, but the TikToks that I see on my feed…
They're just the very foreign
the
ones that
local
are bad.
One, the local ones. No, the local ones that I see. Yeah. That the… I'm glad I forgot about it. But the… The transformation, the oops thing, the…
The oops. My heart went
Oh my God. I hate that.
But I don't understand why. Because your TikTok is different from my TikTok, okay? Mine is like the elite side of TikTok.
So wait. We're getting off track.
Yeah,
the
what
question
were you saying?
Here, the topic here is that how is your generation adapting to the new normal apart from TikTok?
Apart from TikTok, I feel like… We're very 50-50, or at least 70-30. I had to look it in my hands.
Jenny just stared at her hands, did the math on her fingers.
Okay.
Miss World Scholar Cup.
I haven't gone to school in 3 months.
Okay.
Okay.
The knife has dulled.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I feel like we're a little divided because there's a side of us from my generation where we're just… complaining. There's so many people like, I'm so tired of this pandemic. Like people just posting about it and they're just they're just complaining and it's annoying. I just unfollow immediately.
Right.
But then there's other people who are like really utilizing the pandemic to better themselves, to get to know themselves more and like grow within their their interests. Like, you know, for me, it's art, music, and whatever. It's really nice to see the other half, the people who are like taking this as an opportunity to be better.
Well, you know, there's a lot of factors, Brian. You need to consider, like, of course, upbringing.
That's true.
You need to consider, of course, their financial status also.
Yeah. I mean,
you mentioned a while ago they're being woke. How exposed they are into the real world. I mean, I don't want to completely fault people who are like way too whiny, mainly because people have different thresholds. That's kind of my opinion. But having said that, there are people who are like just, would whine.
Yeah, all the time.
Right. But I'm more interested in things like how is your generation? Like I mentioned, if this happened during my time back in the day, it would, prior to the internet, you know, without having a lot of resources to doing things virtually, I don't think school would even be considered at all.
As an option,
As an option. I mean, total work stoppage, total, like, education would come to a grinding halt. So, how...
Grinding halt?
Yeah, it's a Cure song.
Okay.
How is your generation called? I've heard that you did like reviews online, things like that. So how is the whole virtual classroom experience for you guys?
Well, in my school, we've been doing it for a really long time.
Right.
Like before the pandemic started, we would bring iPads to school and
yeah,
our
I remember
tests
the last
would be,
in a couple last episode we talked about
yeah,
you guys
we
don't
talked
use
about that.
Books anymore, mm-hmm. like physical books.
So it's not really a big transition for us. It would just mostly be like we'd be calling with our teachers. But I think the biggest like comparison would be your generation is a little more thankful for it. Because for us, it's like, it's normal. Like,
right.
We grew up having all these things.
Yeah, and I'm not faulting your generation as well. Letting you know, I don't want to be like that kind of guy.
Yeah, back in my day.
Back in my day, you know, we used to have like, you know, banana leaves for test papers, you know.
Yeah, but I don't blame my generation either. But I think that that's the biggest difference. Like, because everything's so normal. Like, it's normal that we can have stuff delivered.
Right.
It's normal that we have all of these things.
But is there a fun side to it? Like, how is it? Like, can you still, like, goof around with each other? Like,
with my friends? Yeah,
I
actually
mean, like,
had a
I mean,
Dungeons
like,
and Dragons tournament.
During class, I mean. Like, during, like, a virtual class.
Oh,
there,
definitely.
There,
yeah, my friend
still, like,
and I were there. We were in the same class.
Is there, like, mischief still that, you know, that's
always
possible?
Always. Knowing me, definitely, all the time. I would always try to mess with the teacher somehow.
Right. How?
Sometimes I would dance.
Bad advice.
No. I'm not giving bad advice. I'm just telling them what I do. But there was this time because you have to.
Which happens to be bad.
Our class, you have to join at least 5 minutes earlier or like 15 minutes earlier. So I'm always there, but then our teacher isn't there. So I'd be scrolling through TikTok and I would be. Sometimes I'd be listening to music and I'd be dancing and everybody's cameras are off, but I always forget to turn mine off.
Uh-huh.
So I had a noise cancellation.
But is it mandatory though that you have to have your video on?
Yeah, it is.
It is mandatory.
Because, here's the thing. Our teacher craves interaction. Because I can't imagine how hard it is for the teachers. Because as students, like, I don't want to recite. I really don't want to recite. Because sometimes I don't know or sometimes
how,
I just don't
but
want.
But how does the teacher, like, manage to, like, see all of the students, like…
On a screen.
It's going to be basically like thumbnails, right?
Yeah, it is thumbnails. Like, we're, like, they showed us their setup.
Uh-huh.
It's like, there's a grid… In their laptop. They have two laptops, which is one is for the video and one is so that they could see all
but
the students
how do
separately.
But how do they maintain the engagement?
Oh, that sucks. That's the thing.
How do they sustain the engagement?
It's a roll call. They just call
randomly,
random students
so
and they're like, read this page. Yeah, and there's this one time, so it just so happened that when I wasn't listening. Yeah, I was scrolling through TikTok and they were like, Brian, can you read this page?
Yeah.
I was like, what page are we on? And then I ended up reading the next three pages. It was just bad because it's like sometimes the teachers will make a funny joke and no one's going to laugh because you don't hear laughter.
Yeah,
Because we're not allowed to turn on our mic because we're like 67 in the class.
Right.
We tried to once and it crashed. So, So it's just like you say the punchline and nothing.
What software or what application are you guys using, like
Google Greet or Meet?
Okay.
Yeah, it's not Zoom for some reason. It's like this. It's
but is there like a but is there
Google.
Like a option for applause for raising your hand? Because in the office we use stuff like Microsoft Teams. We use but we don't use Zoom. Zoom has been called out for a lot of security issues.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen some posts there. Even like at the same time that that went viral, like TikTok was also being like accused of being a spy app.
None of that. We don't hear that.
You choose not to. Yeah, we choose not to hear that. But so is there like an option for that? Like
no,
other
there isn't.
Features?
It's just
a free app.
It's a free app. Okay. But then is yours paid?
Of course, it is. It's a Microsoft Office.
Oh yeah, well,
it's,
whatever.
It's a corporate.
Ours is free because we're students. Okay. So, but then there's just a chat box. That's it. That's the only way we can interact with the teacher. Right. Is there's a chat box on the right side corner, and that's it.
Right.
But I don't recommend it because I feel like it's hard for. It's just not a good interface.
Yeah.
For.
But okay.
Students.
So, I mean, of course, for students. Listening to the show, they would expect, of course, that it's going to be challenging. So what are the things that they have to like keep in mind when they do? I mean, because it's going to be the new normal.
Yeah.
We're going to have like, you're going to have like virtual classes, definitely. You're going to have teachers like call you during a virtual session. So what are the things that they need to keep in mind? Do they need to like do advanced readings? How do they keep themselves not distracted? I mean, obvious, don't get distracted.
I'm not the best person to ask about how to not get distracted. But what I do, I really try my best not to look at my phone. I try to keep it away. Uh-huh. And I try to look at the lesson.
How long is the entire
class? My class was 3.5 hours.
Straight,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I'd always, the teacher would always
and there are breaks in between.
Sometimes there are breaks, but then because of all the internet connection, like the reconnecting and all that stuff, they have to take our breaks because to make up for the lost time.
Right.
So yeah, but I always eat in class, have snacks. It's not a crime anymore to eat in class. So have snacks. They make me feel better.
Right. But don't they make you like feel sleepy? Like if you
sometimes,
eat snacks?
Yeah, sometimes. But the thing is, my desk is right next to my bed.
Yeah.
So it's really tempting to just. Lie down.
So how do you like stay focused? Okay, I'm probably not asking the best resource person, but based off of your experience, what advice would you give people who are going to be like locked in a virtual classroom?
Okay, I personally wasn't like this, but I saw my classmates like this. I saw that they were really doing their best to type, you know, and interact with the teacher.
Keep yourself engaged.
Yeah, keeping themselves engaged. And they look like they were put in an environment where they wouldn't easily get distracted because I didn't do that. What I did was I was in my room where there's like a highway and all that stuff. Yeah, my books were scattered and you know my phone would be buzzing every now and then. I'd get distracted. But it's really about the environment.
But would you advise students like turn off your phone?
Hey.
Put spikes on your bed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if
lock
that helps.
The fridge.
I feel like the only reason it was a little harder for me to focus was because I didn't know anyone. It was a review center.
Oh, okay. But so, it's going to be different if it's going to be…
If it's my class, you know, class, with teachers that I know, definitely it's going to be a little less awkward because I didn't know anyone except for like two people.
Right.
But yeah, my classmates were friendly and then I made friends with some of them.
Okay.
So yeah, that's my advice. So how is it like for you guys in the office?
Well, as an employee, I was talking to my family the other night. I think the biggest challenge for me is that I've lost that transition period where I get to drive from the office to the house and decompress. So because I use that time to slowly ease into like forgetting about the office, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I do listen to podcasts. I mean, I get distracted by the travel, by the traffic and everything.
Yeah, I get distracted too.
Oh, yeah. For different reasons. Oh, look at that butterfly. So now my problem is that I don't have a physical or dedicated workplace in the house.
Uh-huh.
So like the living room becomes an office space.
Yeah.
The dining table becomes an office or even the bedroom becomes an office. So I tend to like, it's hard to like, disassociate office work with the household.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not ideal. I mean, I think it's something I need to consider like long term. If this is gonna continue, and we did receive a notice from the company that we are encouraged to stay in the stay at home, work from home, work remotely until the end of the year.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be like 6 more months of this. So I probably need to, the one thing that I miss the most apart from my team is like an ergonomic chair.
That's true. My chair sucks.
My back hurts.
Yeah.
So every now and then I would like go out, stretch, but you know, you can only do that for so many times within the day. So it's taking its toll on my back.
Yeah.
So that's the challenge. But again, glass half full.
That's true. I don't want to complain. At least we have chairs.
At least you're not sitting on a rock.
Yeah.
And you still have work. And like I mentioned earlier, I mean, it's really bad out there. It's really bad out there. So I mean, I think virtual collaboration is going to be the thing.
Yep.
The other thing that probably I want to share is that we're starting to rethink how we do meetings, how we do like virtual collaborations.
Yeah.
One of the things that I have in my team is we have a dedicated team that focuses on employee engagement. So things like corporate social responsibility activities where we go do fundraisings and we go to like orphanages and we go to like home for the elderly, things like that. We can't do that anymore because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we were even told that probably there's not going to be a Christmas party this year, which kind of makes sense. And we're kind of expecting that already. But we need to be creative and think of ways where we could still bridge the gap virtually.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I bet people will find
games.
Ways.
Yeah, I mean, people will adapt. Uh-huh, like especially Filipinos. We will find a way.
Of course.
So I think that's one thing. Look at how you can also like keep the virtual engagement ongoing and look for alternatives on how, okay, you can't have a Christmas party. How can you have a party?
Yeah.
How can you keep each other like, because what you're going to miss basically is the human interaction and the support group.
Yeah, that's true. But there are actually resources on stuff like that now. Like I saw this, it was on my YouTube recommended, how to proper etiquette for Zoom calls.
Oh, really?
You know, and like
how
to
get a couple of,
I didn't watch it, but I just know that the resources, I wasn't going to watch that. I don't go to Zoom calls, but yeah, there's like resources for proper etiquette for, you know, Zoom calls and how to get your students to engage more or how to get people to participate in meetings. Because I hear that it, like from my parents also who are working, they talk in the dinner table. They tell me that a lot of their subordinates are also having trouble speaking out and like, you know, voicing their concerns, especially through call. It's hard.
I mean, a lot of people would not agree with what I'm going to say, but I think it's necessary. I think video calls should still be utilized. I mean, people would prefer phone calls. People would prefer Skype calls.
But no, I agree with you.
But if you really want to bridge the gap, I mean, I don't think it's a lot to ask, like, take a shower before the call. Wear a shirt before the call.
Yeah, that's true. Because it like, because
or comb
if it's
your hair
just,
before the call.
Yeah, if it's just a call, you're not going to care about yourself how you look. But for me, I noticed when I was doing my classes, I made sure to look presentable at least.
Right, right.
You know, and I combed my hair, I fixed my room even.
Yeah, so, zit,
so I feel like it also, turning on your video and using video call, it just helps you take care of yourself like you
especially
would
if like you're going to have a conversation that's gonna be the topic might be sensitive or like it's coaching or you know ideally some things that you know want to do personal, like let's say you have to reprimand somebody or you need to like commend somebody, I think having the video turned on even for like the first part of the call just so that they feel it's more personal.
And you can gauge the reactions. You know? I feel like that's really important. That's why teachers find it really important to have the video.
Because
I
find out sometimes, you know, if you're in a call, if I'm in a meeting with my team, if I ask them a question and they're silent, but if I see them
nodding,
that's fine because those are like non-verbal cues that they do understand. You don't get to see that in the calls, voice calls. Especially that they're on mute, which is of course a given that you have to put yourself on mute.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if you say yeah, I mean sometimes it just
interrupts your flow.
Yeah, and you have to consider also there's a lag. If I talk to somebody on the phone or in via Skype, there's always a tendency to like talk over each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do a live stream show right now. And that's one of the challenges, even with the video. Even with the video on, during my live stream show for Buskers, it's such a challenge that let the other person finish talking, because I try so much to avoid like verbal clashes, but you don't have to deal with that with face-to-face conversations.
That's true.
So you have to be very, very conscious of those things. So I think like turning on the video would definitely help.
Mm-hmm, it would.
Yeah. So bridge the gap.
And now it's time for Brian and Jenny Recommends.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about what does Brian and Jenny what does Brian and Jenny recommend? So for me, I have like Jenny's tips on keeping sane over the pandemic. I have a couple. As you know, I do miss busking.
Performing
live. I miss the interaction. I miss the engagement. So like I mentioned earlier, I do have this show, this live stream show. Just search for it.
I'm gonna make it hard for you guys.
Yeah. But you could search for it. But I do host a live stream show for buskers here in the Philippines. And it does help me like get my fix for like meeting people, interviewing people.
Your fix? Like you're an addict or something? Yeah.
It is an addiction. I mean, I would admit that while I do love performing, it's the human interaction. It's like the meeting. It's meeting new people. Mm-hmm. And I've met a lot of cool people.
I can say the same.
With busking. Yeah. So I kind of like that more. The in-between songs, like the conversations I have.
Yeah.
I love that more than the actual singing. So it was just weird. Yeah, but I think that's one. Look for people to collaborate with. Virtual live streams. Well, that's probably redundant. Virtual shows, live streams, online collaborations with other musicians, and you can even perform like busking online, Facebook Live. These are options that you could definitely explore. If you're like me and you miss the human interaction, these would approximate actually, you know, the engagement that you have with people. The other thing is fitness. It does not look like it. But I have been working out.
Yeah, trust me, guys. Yeah. I'm trying to see.
Yeah. So the last time Brian here saw me, doesn't look like I've been exercising. But I have been doing this thing called high intensity interval trainings.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing like, because I can't run, I usually run right after the office, after the office hours are done. I would run in Bonifacio High Street. And, you know, I would sweat a lot, run for like 45 minutes. So I can't do that right now because…
Run in place.
Because
yeah,
corona. Pandemic, so a good alternative for that would be high intensity interval training. So rather than spend like a full like hour or 30 minutes on steady cardio, you can actually just do like really intense, like brutal trainings that would only last for like 30 seconds.
Does that work though?
It does. I've seen studies that they say that you burn more calories.
But here's the same concept.
H-I-I-T.
What if I'll bake a cookie for 3 minutes on 365, or I can bake a cookie for 1 minute
really? Like
on
cookies,
full blast?
You're not forcing the body to cook. Eh? The body's not a dough. It's not a cookie dough. Eh? So, but they did say that, you know, it is more intense. It does burn more calories as compared to steady cardio.
Okay.
And while I think, you know, my dad always said a healthy body would command a healthy mind. So
that's true.
It's important that you also use it as a means to de-stress and keep your. I mean, the virus is out there. I think you know,
everybody wants to be healthy.
Building your immune system, getting your lungs pumping right. I mean, I think it would really definitely help.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last tip that probably Jenny would recommend. That's gonna get old.
Yeah.
But that Jenny would recommend, myself would recommend, would be learning something new. I've been learning to play a new instrument. I've been learning the piano.
Mm-hmm.
I've been posting a lot of videos of me.
I see that.
Which is obviously, this guy is self-taught.
Yeah. Definitely.
But this guy is definitely self-taught. But that you live in an amazing time right now where you can learn on your own via online collaborations, via YouTube. I mean, the resources is just out there. The only, like we've talked about this in the past, ignorance is not an excuse.
It's ignorance.
Oh. Ignorance is ignorance.
Yeah.
It's being stupid. No, but ignorance is not an excuse with all of the technology that's available.
Yeah.
So it's really just up to you if you want to limit yourself.
That's
learn something
true.
New. So those are my three things. Online collaborations, focus on fitness, and learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Brian?
Brian. Well, just building on what you said, because it's just a Brian version of it. It's basically, yeah, just utilize the internet. Everything's on the internet. I have learned so many things on the internet. It's mostly
TikTok.
Not just TikToks, okay? There are educational TikToks, but
really?
on YouTube, I'm mostly on YouTube for my tutorials. Like right now, I've been actually trying to make stickers. So on how to make like vinyl stickers, it's all on YouTube.
Yeah, wow. Put paper on glue.
Stickers.
And they become stickers.
Yeah. But yeah, just use the internet.
Isn't
because
that like
everything's
common sense?
There. What do you mean?
How to make stickers.
It's not. Okay, there's a certain type of sticker that I want to make, which are waterproof
vinyl stickers.
Ah,
okay.
Yeah, so you have to have the right printer, the right type of paper,
right,
and all that stuff.
So are these like original Brian designs?
Yes, just straight from the Brian.
The Brian. The gray matter. The Brian.
Yeah, the Brian.
The brain, the Brian.
I hope you guys got that.
Too sophisticated.
Anyway, yeah, that's mostly it. Because what's been keeping me sane is trying to find something to do every day, even if it's learning something that I've been meaning to learn. You know, it's because, you know, I never really had time before and I always find an excuse, but now I don't really have one. So it's really nice being able to explore different things. So
awesome.
Yeah, internet.
The internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's your advice.
Yep.
The internet.
Yeah, I'm so wise. Use the internet, guys.
Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end.
To be perfectly honest, I really don't know when the next episode is going to be.
Yeah, me neither, especially with the corona.
Not just with the corona. I mean, it's been really crazy, like with your schoolwork. Next year, you're going to be in college.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have my own thing with my family. So I have my busking thing as well. And I have a couple of commitments. So really don't know. But our commitment is that we will try our best.
Yeah.
You know, if something comes up. And I think the nice thing about the show is that it's nice that, you know, we started this back when we had like crude instruments.
Yeah.
And like we didn't really know how to do the show. Mm-hmm. And
it was,
you know,
things were like a little awkward.
It's super awkward.
Yeah. Not a little. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
super awkward
but
if you listen to the
first
episode.
Even at that, you know, we did have messages in the past. We did have like people go to our Facebook page. So, you know, it just really is inspiring to still continue this podcast. But again, we really don't know when the next show is going to be. So please don't, if you followed or like, do you want to like lead them to where they can find us, Brian?
Yeah, okay. So if you want to send us a message, you can go to Facebook and search Growing Up Optional and leave a message there. We respond to every message.
Yeah, we promise to respond because they are not a lot.
Yeah, they are not a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and shoot us an actual email because we do have an email. So it's growingupoptional@gmail.com. But also, we're asking you for your help to spread the love. So if you have friends, you know, if they have an Apple device, just, you know, ask to borrow their phone and secretly go to the podcast app. Because I'm sure they don't know it, but they have it. So just find Growing Up Optional.
We don't care if they don't
subscribe.
Listen.
Uh-huh, yep. We don't care. We just need the subscribers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have a friend using Android devices, though, you know, spread some love to them too. It would actually just be a little more difficult. But you have to download a podcast app like Podcast Republic.
I use that, yeah.
Yeah, on their phone and find our podcast, then subscribe.
Yep.
But if you want to download our episode because you just love
MP3s,
go to http://growingupoptional.podomatic.com where you can also stream our shows.
Awesome, awesome. Yep. So again, if you like the show, do, you know, subscribe, do share. And then tell your friends.
Yep.
And we do have like 6 more episodes of this. They won't have as good audio as this one.
That's true. This is the best audio that we've gotten
so
far. So
we like we have like professional microphones right now.
Uh-huh.
And if we only had the video of how we were doing our first
episode.
Like
when I was 12, it was just one iPad and we were both scrunched up next to the mic.
Yeah.
It was
so awkward, But hey, we were able to pull it off. And
The growth.
6 episodes later or 7 episodes later, we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
So So we'd want to really thank you for the time. We know it's been a while, but doing this is always fun. So thank you so much for keeping us company. So like I've said, we don't know when the next podcast is going to be, but of course, please follow our social media.
This has been Brian.
And this has been Jenny.
Saying growing old is inevitable, but growing up will always be optional. All right.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now. See you in the next 2 years.
Yeah. I'll be 19.
You'll be of legal age. I'll still be basketball.
Probably.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.